Which brings us inevitably to the Davidsmuller Dances, one of the most remarkable works of this time, certainly. Is this music that you've ever studied in this regard? What impressions might you offer on it?
Well, I think the Davidsmuller Tänze are one of a series of... it's very hard to describe these ideas because no one else has ever had them quite so clearly as Schumann did, but essentially it's conceiving the world, the universe, the cosmos as a kind of dance, especially one's own personal circle. The personal circle begins as a dance, and you imagine in it all one's friends, all one's acquaintances, all those whom one has loved, living or dead, are suddenly present as musical entities and are dancing, and delighting us in their dancing, but also at the same time seeing something very significant about human life and circumstance. Davidsmuller Tänze, as the name implies, are about his various friends and allies in the new German music that he was driving towards and did so much to establish in reality. And they're also notable, I think, for a Clara theme, which unifies them, and which is the theme to which I've drawn attention in the D minor symphony, but reversed, simply. One can't, after all, over and over use the same theme. The Davidsmuller Tänze has that theme in retrograde form, that is to say, B, A sharp, B, C sharp, D. Sure. Well, the whole work begins with what's called a motto von Clara Wieck. Her initials are given. Schumann liked to be as mystifying as possible, even when the thing was entirely clear and simple. And it begins... And that is a quotation from a mazurka that the young Clara had written. But it's also very reminiscent of a German folk song, Morgenrot. Morgenrot. It's about a new dawn in Schumann's life, as much of his music is. Each of his ideas takes on a new and novel turn, and he's writing music which projects himself into the future. But this kind of motif, that is, which is the Clara motif transposed and simply reversed. And this kind of motif makes a great deal of the music. And you hear throughout, just at the opening of various pieces, like this, simple five-note themes. There are others here. These are the beginnings of various pieces. Here's another. And this all begins, I think, in Papillon. Schumann has discovered a kind of theme which joins his names to Clara's. He calls himself Florestan and Eusebius, and these are F sharp, actually, and E. And then we have a Clara theme. And then you come back again, and you can play that in any way you like. You can invert it. Instead of having